Okay, one more time, just the chorus, and this time with feeling. This is one of the greatest pop classics of our generation. Okay, here we go. One, two.
Because maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me. And after all, you're my wonderwall.
That is awful. What is wrong with you people?
No, it's just really a hard song.
This song sucks.
All right. I got it. Shut up. You, what's your name?
Greg.
You're not even singing the right words.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, let's hear your words then.
Because lately, Porchetta is the nun that snakes me. And overall, you're my thunderball.
That is so unbelievably wrong. My head is exploding. Does anybody here even understand what this song is really about?
No.
It's all about today is going to be the day that they're going to throw it back to you.
What does that even mean?
It means don't ask questions about pop music unless you want this.
Ow!
Now you're going to sing the chorus, but with the alternate version this time. One, two.
Because golly, it's time to do the show with Wally, Eric and Joan, and Colin McEnroe.
I'm going to go lie down and light myself on fire.
So that's the Dan Kosky Building Choir, Men's and Women's Choir, with Wonderwall, a song we've become kind of negatively obsessed with lately. So it's time to do our Summer Music Maven show. And so let me tell you who's with us. Wally Lamb. Wally Lamb, whose upcoming book, I believe, is called We Are Water. But you know Wally Lamb from all the books of his that you love. Can I reveal that I'm holding a reader's copy? Or like I said,
yes,
sort of
please.
Just
yeah, they're rare.
About this. I'm leaving on a 2-week trip on Saturday, so this is going into the suitcase.
There goes the vacation.
Yeah. Joan Holliday is with us. She's from The River, which is, I'm going to say, 93.9.
That would
That's
be
exactly
it.
What I was going to say, up in Northampton. And from Rolling Stone, proving that there is life after the Hartford Current, from Rolling Stone magazine, it's Eric Danton. And do you have other things you want to promote as well? It just sounds pretty cool just saying you're from Rolling Stone, though.
I write for the Wall Street Journal now, too. So.
Okay.
I keep busy.
These people have been getting together for us for years now, coming together, bringing together a whole bunch of music that they've been listening to. As I sort of said in the introduction before the show, I couldn't be more musically clueless this summer right now. I've just sort of been focusing on other things. Everything here on this list is news to me. So Wally just got here. We're going to start out with one of Wally's picks. This is right at the top of the list here. It's by Randall Bramlett. Detox Bracelet. Let's just play a little of the song, and then Wally can talk about it, and we'll talk about it.
You were standing in the sun with your detox bracelet round your arm. Your beautiful arm. How quickly things can change, from sunlight to pouring rain, when you're dancing round the edge of disaster. Trains go flying by you when you close your eyes. You're sitting the club car laughing. Now the pain has found you. But just,
I mean, the amazing thing about this, Wally, is if we just played it and said this is by some 23-year-old indie rocker, people would believe that, right? I mean, it sounds very contemporary and kind of like what you hear on certain Pandora channels these days.
Yeah, and when I did a little Wikipedia investigation, I found out that this guy is older than I am, which is pretty old.
He's 65, about 65, right?
Born in 1948, yeah. He's a southerner from Georgia. I had never heard of him before, but he apparently has quite a catalog.
He's played with everybody. I mean, and in fact, a source of confusion in the old days, he played a lot with Bonnie Raitt. And there was a Bonnie Bramlett, but they don't spell their names the same way. I always assumed they were married or something. I only recently realized they don't even spell their last names the same way. But he's also played with Steve Winwood a lot, and he was with Sea Level, which is kind of what, like an Allman Brothers derivative kind of band.
I think he played with the Allman Brothers, too.
He did? Yeah, okay. He played with everybody. I really like this. I listened to a couple more of his songs today, too. I listened to Every Saint and Rumbling Bridge. And I love them as much as... But what are you hearing in all this? What is it?
Well, you know, I'm a sucker for a good ballad. And the fact that, you know, he's sort of dealing with real problems as opposed to my girlfriend left me, wah, wah, wah. I like the grittiness of the lyric.
My girlfriend left me, wah, wah, wah. I think actually it's number 3 on the Billboard charts right now. So, you guys want to react a little bit to? Have either one of you heard that song before? Or
no, but I have liked Randall Bramlett for a long time. I don't know that song, but all of my music now seems incredibly frivolous.
I like that he immediately paints a picture of who you're dealing with. There's a lot said in just that opening line, really. It's a really nice way of setting a tone and painting a picture.
You know, the other thing that I noticed about this guy is that, you know, his roots are in kind of Southern Americana kind of music. I mean, going back 40 years or more. But he also worked with a lot of kind of British blues kind of, I mean, Steve Winwood in particular would be, I think he played with Winwood, and I think maybe with the reformed Traffic, one of the 18 reformed versions of Traffic. And you hear a little bit of that, too. It's not just Southern Americana stuff. There's like another noise that's in there. In fact, the keyboard part in that song that we just played had almost a little sound of the Who in it. It was like that, na 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 na.
What you mean, yeah.
Isn't that great musical analysis by me where I went, na 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 na? Everybody knows what I'm talking about when I do that. All right, we're going to get a few more songs here on the board here just so you sort of understand what it is we're doing if you've never heard us do one of these things before. But I do want to say you're welcome to call in with your suggestions, with your questions, if you want to try to stump the panel in some way, or if you just need a little help by picking out some music for yourself, or you know of a great tune that you think maybe we don't know about. The number is 860-275-7266, which either one of those things that you might want to say. You may also tweet us. You may tweet us at WNPR Colin. So let's go down to one of Eric's picks here. This is, and it'll kind of fit here. I think we're there's a nice meshing here.
It's an excellent segue.
Yeah. So tell us about Jason Isbell.
He's an Alabama-born singer and songwriter. He spent a number of years in the Drive-By Truckers until he parted the band a few years back and has since released a handful of solo albums, including a new one that came out last month, I think, or late May. It's called Southeastern.
This is Flying Over Water.
Walls and makeup, barricades and graves. Daddy's little empire built by hands and built by slaves. From the sky we look so organized and brave. In the heat I saw you rising from the dirt. Drunken tears and tugging at your skirt. Take my hand, baby, we're over land. I know flying over water makes you cry. Where's that liquor car? Maybe we shouldn't start. But I can't for the life of me say why.
Oh, no, see, now, between that and Randall Bramlett, I feel guilty about being here in a Subaru Forester with an NPR magnet on the back of it, and I feel like I should have a pickup truck and a hound dog and stuff like that. But that's fabulous, and I'll let the panel react. Panel.
Well, Jason Isbell and this particular song almost made my list too.
Really?
Although I'm shocked that it's on your list, Eric. I suppose the tip off would have been when I came into the studio and you were wearing your Stetson and your chaps.
Trying to shake it up today.
Yeah, right. It's an unpredictable, came out of nowhere for you. I love it.
I like it too. And I have to admit that Eric and I do a show about new music on my show up at the River, and I know some of his picks from him, and some of my picks are from Eric,
too. Is it like a spinoff from this show? It's like when Happy Days started to have like various
spin-off. Yeah, it's like Joni Loves Chachi, kind of. Yeah. But I think the lyrics to this song are just, they, like the first song, they say so much and paint such a picture, and they're so personal and universal at the same time. I just think Jason Isbell really outdid himself.
I have trivia to offer. My trivia is that he's currently, his current band is called Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, which refers to what people used to call the psychiatric ward of Florence, Alabama's Eliza Coffey Memorial Hospital.
Mm.
Just wow. So if it ever comes up, like, what is the 400 Unit?
Now, you can see him, too. He's coming to Hartford August 4th.
Oh, well, I can't see him. I won't be here.
You won't be here, but everyone else can see him at the Arch Street Tavern on August 4th.
Ooh. Hey, Colin, I noticed that your invitation and mine to Joan's show is lost in the mail or something.
Well, about that, actually, I'll talk to you after the show.
I don't know what happened there, but I mean, you know, because I feel like the Don Kirshner of this somehow.
That's
what
happens to me every year during the Grammys. I know my invitation gets lost in the mail.
All right. So we've done an Eric. We've done a Wally. It's time to do a Joni. And this is, we're going to go to the Oklahoma punk scene, the burgeoning Oklahoma punk scene with Bronco. Well, let's just play a little bit of Bronco and then
Joni. It's actually Broncho.
Oh, Broncho.
Yeah, Broncho. Oh.
See, already I've made a fool of myself.
The punks in Oklahoma are cool. Mocking you
if
right now.
If I were
now.
Cooler, I would have known that. I feel that I get the message of this song.
You do. It's My Girlfriend Left Me. Wow, wow, wow. Roll down the windows and turn it up. Broncho is, Eric turned me on to this song. And J.D. McPherson, who's a great new rockabilly artist, turned him on to this song. And I just love the energy of it. And I think it reminds me of early Heartbreakers in a way.
But it really sounds like early punk, too.
I mean, it's very garagey.
Yeah.
Well, some of the early Heartbreaker stuff was a lot less slick pop than the later stuff.
You're
was.
Talking Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, not Johnny Thunders and
exactly.
The right? It makes me kind of want to just jump around the room.
Yeah. Exactly.
So if you pronounce the name of this group Broncho, would you also say bronchial pneumonia?
Yeah.
I didn't make it up, Wally. I'm just delivering the message.
They do spell it that way. And actually, when I was trying to look them up on Google, the autofill kept like completing it with various respiratory issues. You know, I was having a hard time just like getting it the little space to come after Broncho. All right. But that was a lot of fun, though. That was. It brought me back to the Lit Club and the punk shows they used to have there and the people used to threaten to beat me up.
that sounds fun.
Well, it was really true. I was, as has been established many times on the show, the worst rock critic ever in the history of the Hartford Current. And I did sort of cover the early stirrings of punk, but I would sort of show up dressed in my nerdy reporter clothes and they would threaten to beat me up. I think that was sort of but I think that was fun for them too. You know, they were having a good time menacing me. So that was good. All right. Well, we're going to go back to Wally's list. Actually, we're sort of staying in kind of an interesting groove here. Sally Ford and the Sound Outside. Let's play a little bit of Do Me Right, and then Wally can acquaint us with the world of Portland rockabilly.
Some girls, they like mashed potatoes. Some girls, they like fried green tomatoes. But me, I like a certain sweet. Chocolate.
All right. That's one of Wally's picks. That's Sally Ford in The Sound Outside. This is Portland Rockabilly, which means that your blue suede shoes cannot be made of animal products. but tell us more about this, Wally.
Well, I first saw Sally Ford on the stage in New Orleans, although she is indeed from Portland. And I love the discrepancy between what she looks like and what she sounds like. What she looks like is the most well-behaved girl on the student council and maybe perhaps the winner of the perfect attendance award as a graduating senior. But then she gets on the stage and she rocks out. And I do hear rockabilly in this here in this song, but I hear good old rock and roll too. I hear sort of late 50s, early 60s kind of stuff in here. I don't know, as far as all those things that she likes to eat, I'm not sure if there are sexual overtones to that or not.
I think there might be.
She has a wide and varied appetite.
I almost brought Sally Ford in The Sound Outside. It was my eighth pick, and I figured producer Patrick wouldn't like me. So
you guys are kind of converging on each other more and more, I think. You all like the same songs and stuff like that.
Her new album is really good.
Is it really good?
Yeah, I saw her in Austin this year, and she really rocked it.
Yeah, I saw her at the Green River Festival. She was great. And she does look like a student council member.
Yeah,
she's got the glasses.
She has in common with Candace Bergen the fact that she grew up the daughter of a puppeteer. She grew up around puppets, which I think will do strange things to people.
That's interesting.
Yeah, there are puppets in the house. I believe her father's name is something like Hobie Ford or something.
We can
like
find one more. It's a trend story.
Yeah. Yeah, I was trying to think of a third person who grew up around puppets.
Me. I was big into puppets when I was a kid.
But you were voluntarily into puppets. It wasn't like your parents had puppets.
No. See, not that I know of.
If you can think of one other person, famous person, who grew up around puppets, who had puppets foisted on them, not puppets by choice, but puppets because their parents were puppeteers, and try saying that.
Environmental puppets.
Yeah, 860-275-7266. 860-275-7266. If we get a really great answer from you, you can go to the Jason Isbell Show with Patrick Scahill. probably shouldn't really have volunteered him in that way just now. I have some breaking unrelated news. Has nothing to do with anything we're talking about right now. But the Royal Baby's official name is, does anybody know? Anybody have a guess?
James?
Diana?
Well, it's a boy, so probably not.
I know.
George Alexander Lewis.
Georgie.
Yeah, Georgie. I was hoping for Morty. Morty would be just a Prince Morty. Morty Windsor. I don't know. But
Lewis, L-E-W-I-S or L-O-U-I-S?
L-O-U-I-S.
I was hoping for Joffrey, but I didn't figure they were going to go that way.
Joffrey is just, really a few years ago you could have been King or Prince Joffrey, but not anymore.
I thought perhaps he would become King Kyle.
All right,
King Keegan.
Creole.
We're King Creole. We are here with Wally Lamb and Joan Holliday and Eric Danton. Our number is 860-275-7266. If you want to be part of the conversation about music, that's 860-275-7266, or if you can think of another famous person who grew up around other people's puppets. 860-275-7266. Other people's puppets would be a good name of a band, actually. All right, I've lost track of where we are. I think we're on...
I can't imagine.
I think we're on an Eric song. I think it's the Pixies, a brand new exciting band, the Pixies. And this is Bag Boy.
So disappointed I was that I had made small talk with you.
Watch your teeth, I'll take a breath.
I'm not feeling your buzz. I only smell your crock of stew.
I'll take your teeth, I'll take a breath.
So that's well, I think the first thing that we have to talk about here is not simply the song itself, but the video, which Eric pulled us was. Well, you say something about the video, which I found quite upsetting, but it's just me.
Well, there's a kid who's bathing in Fruit Loops and then just kind of wreaks havoc on someone's house. It could be his parents. It could be a house he's found himself in.
Well, there's somebody tied up in the house at the end.
Sometimes these things happen in Pixie's videos, Colin.
I think more than fun upsetting.
I think you probably had a few too many Pixie sticks.
Yeah. That'll do it.
I think this song is tremendously exciting because it's their first new song in 9 years. And their publicist insists up and down that there are no plans for any more songs. But the way I hear it, that's not true.
Mm. That's the way I hear it, too. They have a new bass player.
They do have a new bass player for the tour, Kim Shattuck from L.A.
Their old bass player, of course, was recruited by an ad, famously by an ad that said that you had to love and be able to play Peter, Paul, and Mary and Husker Du in order to qualify.
She was the only one who responded, curiously.
Yeah, the only person who answered the ad. She became their bass player.
But this captures the energy they had back in the day, as far as I'm concerned. They sound as fresh and vibrant as they ever have.
Why would a publicist be squelching rumors like this? You would think that the publicist would be fanning the flames.
I think they may have something in mind for a rollout of additional stuff. I don't really know the answer to that part, but there are rumblings in the valley, in the Pioneer Valley, about this because Black Francis, the singer, lives there. The guy who played bass on this track and sings the Kim-style background vocals also lives in Northampton.
That's right. We're going to do a little Northampton groove here on the show. Actually, we're going to take a break. We'll take the break right now, but we should play Colorwave pretty soon because they're like a real Northampton band now at this point.
Yeah.
All right. So let's take a little break. If you want to call us, 860-275-7266. We've got some tweets coming in. I'll read those when we come back. Tweet us at WNPR Colin.
I maybe have too many things, all for the need. Let's hear it for the need. Hooray! Space salvation today. And all of your friends have followed suit.
I really love this, and Patrick loves it too. But I started to try to find out about these guys, and I suddenly realized they're just creeping up on the radar a little bit, right?
Yeah, they are. They're from Northampton. It's a guy named F. Alex Johnson, and he used to be with a band called the Drunk Stuntmen. And he's perhaps most famous for a very public renunciation of drugs and alcohol and his struggle with that, and he's blogged about it, so he doesn't mind people talking about it. But I love this new record. It's called Live With Me, and it's a self-titled album from Colorway, the band, and J.J. O'Connell is on it also, and Dave Hayes. I just think it's really good pop music.
Yeah, I think the guy's a really good songwriter. I actually listened to a few of his songs drop on SoundCloud. I mean, like acoustic versions that were probably played on your show or something like that. But
this is prime happy club music.
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody else? Any comments?
No, just like it, and I'm glad to know of them, and I like to support regional bands.
Yeah,
so
me
that's
too.
Cool. Yeah.
I really like the way the guitar kind of chatters on the song too. There's like a sort of a rhythm to the guitar that's really engaging.
And then in the chorus, it's really sharp. Mm-hmm. I like that.
I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of the record. I haven't heard these guys at all.
Colorway.
No.
Ha! Colorway.
I
found
you
something
on
that
something
Eric didn't
Eric
know
they
about.
They are new to me.
That
Finally.
Is an accomplishment. All right, so I think we're going to go back to the top of the list. We're going to go back to Wally. And this is a Booker T song. Although Booker T with a really interesting vocalist. Let's play the song. It's called Broken Heart, then we talk about this. Oh, by the way. And I couldn't believe I heard the painful word you said. All right, Wally, tell us about this.
Well, I don't know much about Jay James. He's the vocalist, but I sure know Booker T back from the late 60s, early 70s, Booker T and the MGs. He sort of has a resurgence with this new CD. A lot of guest vocalists on this, really cool stuff. And you know me, Colin, I got to sneak some soul in there, whether it's neo-soul or old-school soul or whatever. I'm a sucker for this kind of music. I thought this was probably my favorite from this collection.
I can say tell you a little bit about J. James Picton, I think is his entire name, and it's a pretty interesting story. This is a guy who joined the Royal Navy. He's Welsh. He joined the Royal Navy at the age of 16. He was not musical, did not have any kind of musical life. He was a jock. He played what they call representative rugby, which I think is sort of youth rugby, and was in the Royal Navy, was out with his mates, drunk on the town one night, bought a guitar at a used, like a pawn shop or something like that, sat around in a corner for a while. One day he picked it up and started playing it, and he started using Google tutorials to figure out how to play the guitar. And within 5 years of that, he had a recording contract, and he is working with people like Booker T. Roger Daltrey also is kind of heavily on his side. I think John Legend is singing with him now. But, I mean, that was 5 years from actually picking up a guitar at a rather late date in life, too.
He's Welsh,
yeah.
Yeah, that
he's so American sounding.
Yeah.
Did you make that all up?
I did, actually. None of it's actually true.
That's really good.
No, that all is. It's all there on his website biography. So really interesting, yeah.
He made it all up.
But that's not unusual for Welsh guys or for British Isles guys to cop that sound. I mean, we can all name, 20 of them.
Tom Jones,
starting with Tom Jones.
Hunter.
Yeah.
That's the end of my list.
All right. Well, actually, I really love that. And first of all, there's always some kind of neo-soul revival going on somewhere. But there's a neo-soul revival going on right now, and it's
producing really great music, too.
Yeah. And a lot of it does come, I think, from British artists, too. I mean, they've always sort of loved our music as much as we do, if not more. All right, let's go to an Eric Danton pick. Let me just quickly say, you can join our show. You may tweet us. Oh, let me just mention a couple of tweets at WNPR Colin. We heard Deanna tweets, Daft Punk's Get Lucky.
Yes.
I like that.
Which might be the song of the summer.
It probably is.
It's either Blurred Lines by Robin Thicke or Daft Punk's Get Lucky.
I was going to bring that, but I figured everyone would have heard
me
it already.
Too.
So there was.
Yeah, that was on my potential list as well.
I thought about bringing the version that Wilco played at the Solid Sound Festival on Friday night this year, which was pretty fun.
Wow.
But the sound quality wasn't super great. So.
And then Nancy tweets, Steve Martin and Edie Brickell's new album, Love Has Come For You, is brilliant and quirky.
Yeah, I agree with that.
All right, so we'll do one of Eric's, and our number, by the way, 860-275-7266, 860-275-7266. Feel free to call in and join us and make comments and snarky remarks and things like that. This is Savages. I don't know anything about this. I'm just going to play it, and then you're going to explain it. Before Eric says another word, I have another BB update. The BB will be known as His Royal Highness Prince George of Cambridge. And this song will be played every time he walks into the room. This song.
That's the best that kid could
that
hope for.
That would be so awesome.
So tell us about this. A lot of the songs, I do homework and I look things up and everything. But there's no point in doing that with Eric Danton picks because he's always going to know a lot more about it. I'm going to find out something about one of these songs that Eric doesn't already know.
It's entirely possible.
No, I'm just sort of saying that he's
a
rolling
pants.
He's a Rolling Stone rock and roll journalist. Yep. What am I going to do?
Savages are a quartet of young women from London, and they just put out their first album in late May, and of course I'm blanking on the title of it, but this stuff is just riveting. It's kind of that mid-80s English post-punk sound updated, and it's terrifyingly intense. I get sucked into this song, and I just kind of, and listening to it loud is great.
You were getting sucked into it even here.
I was.
Yeah. You were gesticulating.
Headphones on and hearing that bass line kind of loping through.
She sounds a little bit like Grace Slick.
She reminds me more of Susie from Susie and the Banshees.
Mm-hmm.
I could go with that, too.
Yeah.
Well, with all due respect, Eric, she sounds to me like she has Tori Amos disease.
Oh, dear. Goodness, no.
I kind of
say things we can't take back.
Overwrought. And,
the first sign is you start suckling a little pig.
Yeah. This one I don't care for.
If you know anybody who's been suckling a little pig, please get them to a Tori Amos. Oh, Wolfie's all upset here now. All right, so you have to really be careful about what you say about Tori Amos.
Oh, sorry.
all right, so let's drop down to one of Joan's picks here on the list. We got to play a poke. There's several things we have to play here. There's three on Joan's list that I really want to get to. I don't know how we're going to do it, but we got to play Pokey Lafarge. So let's play Pokey Lafarge, and then we'll just deal with everything else.
Some people say that the Mississippi River is the backbone of the nation. They can say whatever they want. I won't disagree with that statement. I see people working hard as ever. Just wonder what I can do to make their lives better. I'm just a plain old Midwestern boy getting by on Central Time. Well, I won't worry if the world don't like me. I won't let them waste my time. There ain't nothing gonna change my mind. I'm feeling fine getting by.
They performed this on the David Letterman show a few weeks ago. And you know how Letterman, a lot of times it's just like somebody that Paul Schaefer talked him into or something like, you know, and he's kind of like, you know. But he came out, he was bouncing around with them. He was like Bill Clinton. He was shaking hands with all of them. And you could tell he really liked this. Hmm. And I really like this too. So tell us about Pokey.
Well, Pokey Lafarge representing the Midwest. I'm from Illinois. Pokey Lafarge was born in Bloomington, Illinois. My family way back to the 18th century from Missouri. So is Pokey Lafarge. So, you know, I just feel like we're brother and sister almost. He was born Andrew Heisler, and his mom called him Pokey because he was always slow, and he picked the Lafarge part when he went on the road. But he wanted to be a writer. Then he heard the blues, and he got a guitar. Then he heard Bill Monroe, and he got a mandolin, and he just says, American music is the tops, and he makes me really love where I'm from.
The band has a clarinet and a cornet in it, too. I mean, it's sort of what's on stage there is kind of. This has got to be. I don't know what you knew about Pokey Lafarge, but it's right up the Wally.
I did not, but man, maybe I have Illinois roots, too, somewhere because I like this a whole lot.
I love Pokey Lafarge. And today, in my very hometown, Galesburg, Illinois, President Obama is once again speaking.
Wow.
So I feel very proud to be Midwestern today.
What did you think of Pokey?
I think he's great. He was at the Iron Horse in Northampton last Friday, and it was a million degrees in there, and they put on a great show. 90 minutes of really high energy, up-tempo. Mm-hmm. A lot of songs about St. Louis,
mm-hmm.
which is, I think, where he lives now.
That's his base now, yeah.
Yeah, but he's terrific. There are often these sort of early American roots revivals, and the clarinet in the band reminds me a little of Dixieland here
mm-hmm.
and there.
Yeah.
But he is doing it as well as anybody has, I think.
I wrote down Riverboat Americana.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, that was Pokey. Pokey is fun. We like Pokey. We're going to go back to Wally's list. This is the National, a pretty well-known band. This is called Don't Swallow the Cap.
Oh, that breaks behind the houses. I don't see what's strange about this. Tiny bubbles hang above me. It's a sign that someone loves me. I can hardly stand upright. In my head upon the light. I have faith but don't believe it. It's not there enough to leave it. Everything I love is on the table. Everything I love is out to
undead devotion. I can't get the balance right. With all my marbles in the fight, I see all the ones I went for, all the things I had it in for. I won't cry until I hear, cause I was not supposed to be here. Everything I love is on the table.
The National. So, Wally, what do you have to say about this?
Well, I'm just catching up with this band. I know that a lot of people have heard them and followed them for a while, but this is new to me. I discovered it on iTunes, and I like the beat of the thing, but I also like the vocalist. I like he's got a kind of a swagger, ennui thing going. I just like the sound of it, and I find myself kind of hopping around in the chair whenever I play this.
I think swagger ennui could be a genre, actually. it probably is a genre. There probably is like a whole South by Southwest evening devoted to swagger ennui.
Swagger ennui showcase.
Yeah. Do you want to tell us anything about The National from your lofty perch as a Rolling Stone rock writer?
Well, the album that this is from is a leading contender for my album of the year.
Oh.
I'm a huge fan of this band's, and I think every album that they put out, they just show more and more growth. And the songs on this are amazing. I have a hard time picking a favorite because there are just so many choices.
How long have they been around, Eric?
They've been around since the early 2000s. They didn't really start finding their feet, I think, until a record in 2000, I think it was 4 or 5, called Alligator. There was a song on that called Mr. November that got some attention. And then the next album after that, Boxer, was tremendous. It's one of my favorite albums of the 2000s. And in fact, they often record in Connecticut at Tarkin Studios in Bridgeport with Peter Kadis.
So we're going to take a little break here, I think. And I should say the National, another interesting thing about them, they're pretty political, and they've been very heavily involved in both Obama campaigns, have performed live gigs for him and stuff like that. So I don't know. Patrick was saying maybe we should do the Kanye clip really fast. I say no. I say let's break now. We'll come back with more. We've got Eric Danton, Joan Holiday, Wally Lamb here, the Music Mavens.
Maybe have too many things, all for the need. Let's hear it for the need.
So Robin Thicke is Canadian. If his hit Blurred Lines turns out to be the song of the summer, is that because of climate change? Today's show was produced by Patrick Skayhill, Betsy Kaplan, and me, with help from our interns, Allison Aaron Reich and Jules Lefevre. The introduction included Betsy Kaplan, Heather Brandon, Katie Tolarski, Greg Hill, Tucker Ives, Colin, and Patrick. The part of Bill Curry was played by Nellie. On tomorrow's show, Ivor Hugh gets ready for his last day on the radio after 65 years of broadcasting. And now, back to Colin.
Incense and peppermints.
Exactly.
This is the Temples. This might be my favorite thing anybody brought in. I just had like the best time with this. Joan Holiday, tell us about this.
I just think it's really fun. It's just another summer song. The Temples are an English psychedelic rock band formed in Kettering, Northamptonshire, and just last year. But Eric actually brought this to me and said, "Listen to this. You're gonna like it." And oh my gosh, do I like it! I like it a lot. It's two guys, James Edward Bagshaw and Thomas Edison Wormsley. I wonder if they chose those names, but we'll never know.
You know, I think their real names are His Royal Highness Prince George of Cambridge. All right. Anyway, our number 860-275-7266. I don't know. Anybody want to react to this? Well, you're the gateway drug for the Temples, right?
Yeah, I think they're great. I love that sound. It's a really good warm weather summer sound.
Wally and I listened to this sound in, like, we're at 1967 or something, I feel like.
So yeah. did I. Yeah. I was alive.
Strawberry yeah. alarm clock. Yeah. yeah it was just as you say.
And a whole bunch of other stuff, too. Yeah. They've got a sound, and they're doing something nice and new with it, too. So, that's a really great choice. All right. So where should we go next? Well, let's see. We should do the Patty Griffin thing, which Wally is including, as he says, a lanyap for all the Irish boys and wolves in the studio.
Danced in the arms of a black-haired girl in Scully Square after the war. And I drank to get drunk, and I sank and I stunk like a drunk on the subway floor. And I never did marry Kathy O'Shea. She met another and they went their way to the wind. Toy, just a drunk Irish boy, just a face in the crowd. I'll be back around to show you all something someday.
The main thing this song does to me is persuade me that I might have dated Patty Griffin at some time. And I don't even remember it now. I don't know if anything needs to be said. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. It's stirring.
Yeah, she very often will take a male persona in her songwriting and performance. I really love her American Kid album, and this is one of the more mellow things on it. But I just think she's got a beautiful voice. Whenever she's got a new CD, I'll go out and buy it. Without even listening to it first.
Let me grab a call or two. Here's Dan in Hartford. Hi, Dan. Dan.
Hello?
Oh, no. Just as I'd given up on Dan, there he was. All right, Dan, you're on the air.
Just in the nick of time.
Yeah.
Colin, in the group, I wondered if anybody knew anything about 07. They seem to have vanished. Are they done? Is it over? They were so great in the mid-2000s, late-2000s.
I actually have a 07 song on my iPod that I play when I'm going to sleep. So I may have killed them in one of my dreams. I don't know. Does anybody have any information on this?
Not me.
No. All right.
I thought I heard something about them recently.
Yeah. We'll look into it. We'll investigate it. By the time we do this again, we'll know everything there is to know about the past and future of 07. All right. So let's jump, Patrick, to Lucius, because I think we might have to – because this Kanye West person, I've never heard of him, but I understand people are fairly familiar with him, and we're low on time here. So let's make sure we get to Lucius, which the whole panel is already talking about anyway. This is Turn It Around. All right, panel. Well, let's see. Eric, this is one of your songs, so you start us off.
All right. Well, Lucius is a five-piece band from Brooklyn. There are two female singers, Holly Lasig and Jess Wolf, and they harmonize so tightly you can't really even tell who is who. And they do it on stage, too, which is a more difficult proposition than doing it in the studio. Their debut album, called Wilda Woman, is due out this fall. Hmm. And this song was from an EP they put out last year, but it's also on the full length that's coming out soon.
And you already knew about Lucius, right?
Yeah, I love them. Yeah.
Wolfie likes them, too. I mean, she likes them based on hearing this.
Because
anyway.
She's a Wilda woman.
Yeah. That's.
And they're also very big with University of Connecticut grad students.
Is that true?
Yes.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that happening. All right. So we're low on time. I want to play Foxygen just because I did a little bit of reading about Foxygen, and it's clearly sort of that was a critic's darling for a while, I think. But it's one of these bands that I think I could be persuaded to love or to hate. Here's Foxygen with San Francisco.
I left my love in San Francisco.
That's okay. I was bored anyway.
I left my love in the room.
That's okay. I was born in LA.
I left my love in San Francisco.
We're going to have to fade it. You know, if Wally's going to talk about Tori Amos disease, we have to admit that Joan, of course, has the longest-running untreatable case of Al Stewart syndrome, which I can hear surfacing just a tiny little bit in this song.
Really?
Well, tiny, 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 tiny little bit.
Huh, interesting.
This, by the way, the CD is called We Are the 21st Century Ambassadors of Peace and Magic. You have to love them anyway for that title.
That is a great title. It's their third album. They're from California. That's really all I know.
Yeah.
They played Solid Sound Festival at Mass MoCA with Wilco.
They got kicked out of the Solid Sound Festival.
Yeah, they did. I wasn't going to bring that up, but then
they start, like, attacking the sponsors from the stage and stuff and, like, yelling about how they didn't like American Apparel and things like that. You can't do that.
I think they did that at South by Southwest. They've chewed through an awful lot of goodwill.
They sound so mild-mannered when they're singing.
Putting out this record, yeah. They melted down at South by Southwest. They canceled a European tour. They have gotten too much buzz too quickly.
Yeah, they're melting down. They're melting down already. All right, we have very little time left, so I have time enough for me to thank everybody, especially our panelists, Eric Din, Joan Holliday, Wally Lamb. Get ready. It's not here yet, but pre-order Wally Lamb's We Are Water. It's coming. It's coming now. It's
October 22nd.
October 22nd. Plan your life around it.
I'm Kyone Wolf, and this song right here is my jam. It's Last Night Was the End of the World by Henry Burr. It was one of the top songs in 1913. I'm sorry. Wrong century, guys. My bad.